Krishna Book, Canto 15, The Story of the Syamantaka Jewel, Chapter 57, Scene 2, Shatadhanva. When Krishna and Balaram were away from the city of Dwaraka, there was a conspiracy to take away the Syamantaka Jewel from Satrajit. The chief conspirator was Shatadhanva. Along with others, Shatadhanva wanted to marry Satyamama, the beautiful daughter of Satrajit. Satrajit had promised that he would give his beautiful daughter, Satyabhama, in charity to various candidates. But later on, the decision was changed, and Satyabhama was given to Krishna along with the Syamantaka jewel. But actually, Satrajit had no desire to give away the Syamantaka jewel along with his daughter Satyabhama, and Krishna, knowing his mentality, accepted Satrajit's daughter but returned the Syamantaka jewel. After getting back the Syamantaka jewel from Krishna, Satrajit was satisfied and kept it with him always. But in the absence of Krishna and Balaram, there was a conspiracy by many men, including even Akura and Kritavarma, who were devotees of Lord Krishna, to take away the Syamantaka jewel from Satrajit. Akura and Kritavarma joined the conspiracy because they wanted the Syamantaka jewel for Krishna. They knew that Krishna wanted the Syamantaka jewel and that Satrajit had not delivered it properly. Others joined the conspiracy because they were disappointed in not having the hand of Satyabhama. And so, some of them incited Shatadhanva to kill Satrajit and take away the Syamantaka jewel. The question is generally raised, why did a great devotee like Akura join this conspiracy? And why did Kritavarma, although a devotee of Lord Krishna, join the conspiracy also? The answer is given by great authorities like Jiva Goswami and others, that although Akura was a great devotee, Akura was cursed by the inhabitants of Vrindavan because Akura took Krishna away from their midst. And because of his wounding their feelings, Akura was forced to join the conspiracy declared by sinful men. And similarly, Kritavarma was a devotee, but because of his intimate association with Kamsa, Kritavarma was also contaminated by sinful reaction, and he also joined the conspiracy. And so, being inspired by all the members of the conspiracy, one night, Shatadhanva entered the house of Satrajit and killed him while he was sleeping. Shatadhanva was a sinful man of abominable character. And although due to his sinful activities, Shatadhanva was not to live for many days, he decided to kill Satrajit while Satrajit was sleeping at home. When he entered the house to kill Satrajit, all the women there began to cry very loudly. But in spite of their great protests, Shatadhanva mercilessly butchered Satrajit without hesitation, exactly as a butcher kills an animal in the slaughterhouse. Although Krishna was absent from home, his wife Satyabhama was present on the night Satrajit was murdered, and she began to cry, "My dear father, my dear father, how mercilessly you have been killed." The dead body of Satrajit was not immediately removed for cremation because Satyabhama wanted to go to Krishna in Hastinapur. Therefore, the body was preserved in a tank of oil so that Krishna would come back and see the dead body of Satrajit and then take real action against Shatadanva. Satyabhama immediately started for Hastinapur to inform Krishna about the ghastly death of her father. And when Krishna was informed by Satyabhama of the murder of his father-in-law, Krishna began to lament like an ordinary man. Again, Krishna's great sorrow is a strange thing, for Lord Krishna has nothing to do with action and reaction. But because Krishna was playing the part of a human being, he expressed his full sympathy for the bereavement of Satyabhama, and Krishna's eyes filled with tears upon hearing about the death of his father-in-law. Krishna thus began to lament, "Oh, what unhappy incidents have taken place!" In this way, both Krishna and Balaram, along with Satyabhama, the wife of Krishna, immediately returned to Dwaraka and began to make plans how to kill Shatadanva and take back the Syamantaka jewel. Although he was a great outlaw in the city, Shatadanva was still very much afraid of Krishna's power, and thus he became most afraid upon Krishna's arrival. In understanding Krishna's plan to kill him, Shatadanva immediately went to take shelter of Kritavarma. But upon being approached by Shatadanva, Kritavarma said, "Oh, I shall never be able to offend Lord Krishna and Balaram because they are not ordinary persons. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can be saved from death if he has offended Balaram and Krishna? No one can be saved from their wrath." Kritavarma further said that although very powerful and assisted by many demons, Kamsa could not be saved from the wrath of Krishna. And what to speak of Jarasandha, who had been defeated by Krishna 18 times and each time had to return from the fighting in disappointment. So when Shatadanva was refused help by Kritavarma, he then went to Akura and implored him to help. And Akura also replied, "Don't you know? Both Balaram and Krishna are themselves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And anyone who knows their unlimited strength would never dare to offend them or fight with them. Krishna and Balaram are so powerful that simply by their willing, they are creating the whole cosmic manifestation, maintaining it, and dissolving it. But unfortunately, persons who are bewildered by the illusory energy cannot understand the strength of Krishna, although the whole cosmic manifestation is fully under Krishna's control." Akura cited as an example that even at the age of 7 years, Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill and continued to hold up the mountain for 7 days, exactly as a child carries a small umbrella. Akura plainly informed Shatadanva that he would always offer his most respectful obeisances to Krishna, the supersoul of everything that is created and the original cause of all causes. When Akura also refused to give him shelter, Shatadanva decided to deliver to the hands of Akura the Syamantaka jewel. Then, riding on a horse which could run at great speed and up to 400 miles at a stretch, Shatadanva fled the city of Dwaraka. When Krishna and Balaram were informed of the flight of Shatadanva, they mounted their chariot, its flag marked by the picture of Garuda, and followed immediately. Krishna was particularly angry with Shatadanva and wanted to kill him because Shatadanva had killed a superior personality, Satrajit. Satrajit happened to be the father-in-law of Krishna, and it is the injunction of the Shastras that anyone who has rebelled against a superior person or a Guru Druha must be punished in proportion to the volume of offense. Because Shatadanva had killed Krishna's father-in-law, he was determined to kill Shatadanva by any means. Shatadanva's horse became exhausted and died near a garden house in Mithila. Unable to take help of the horse, Shatadanva began to run with great speed. But in order to be fair to Shatadanva, Krishna and Balaram also left their chariot and began to follow Shatadanva on foot. While both Shatadanva and Krishna were running on foot, Krishna took his Sudarshana disc and cut off the head of Shatadanva. After Shatadanva was killed, Krishna searched through his clothing for the Syamantaka jewel, but Krishna could not find it. He returned to Balaram and said, "We have killed this person uselessly, because the Syamantaka jewel is not to be found on his body. Oh, my dear younger brother, the Syamantaka jewel might have been kept in the custody of another man in Dwaraka. So you had better return and search it out." Thus ends chapter 57, scene 2, the character of Shatadanva. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that men such as Kritavarma had also sought the hand of Satyabhama. Srila Jiva Goswami states that although a first-class pure devotee of the Lord, still Akura was a victim of the anger directed against him by the residents of Gokul because Akura took Lord Krishna away from Vrindavan. Kritavarma had associated with Kamsa, both of them being members of the Bhoja dynasty, and thus Kritavarma was now suffering from this undesirable association. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti offers an alternative explanation. Both Akura and Kritavarma were furious with Satrajit because he had insulted Lord Krishna and had spread false rumors about Krishna in Dwaraka. Under normal circumstances, Akura and Kritavarma would have been most pleased that Lord Krishna married the beautiful Satyabhama. Being pure devotees, they could not actually be unhappy about this match, nor could they become jealous rivals of the Lord. Therefore, Akura and Kritavarma had an ulterior motive in behaving like Krishna's rivals. According to Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti, Shatadanva was basically evil-minded and a firm hater of Satrajit. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Satyabhama's anguished feelings and words at the death of her father were prompted by Lord Krishna's pastime potency known as Lila Shakti in order to prepare for the Lord's violent reaction against Shatadanva. Trinadapi Sunichena Toradiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamaiva Kevalam Kalau Nasyeva 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 Gati Anyatha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare